Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
No gas stove ban in New York? Oh, say it ain't so, huh? Just like New Jersey, what they once said they were going to do, they're not doing. You know why? Because it's stupid. And it makes no sense. It's expensive and people don't want it. That's the bottom line. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. Our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Apparently it's a pause on the gas stove ban in New York, just like they had in New Jersey, which I wonder if Mikey Sherrill, the not Democrat socialist, is going to bring back to New Jersey or not. I'm wondering. Governor Kathy Hochul getting cooked for placing her Green New Deal on the back burner. Hochul faced attacks from both sides of the aisle this week when her administration revealed it was stalling implementation of the All-Electric Buildings Act that will ban installing gas stoves in newly built homes. The law is supposed to start in January for new buildings up to 7 stories and then for all their buildings in 2029. But state lawyers agreed in a court filing to a delay amid an ongoing court fight challenging the law. Environmentalists slammed Hochul for pushing off much-needed green initiatives, while Republicans, like Elise Stefanik, accused her of cynically slowing the roll of her ahead of her election in 2026. Kathy Hochul's lying to New Yorkers, Stefanik bluntly said in a statement. Well, she certainly is. Now, that's going to be an interesting race. I like Elise Stefanik a lot. I don't know what her chances are. I don't know if New York is winnable. It's just like New Jersey. It's hard to say at this point. You know, you look at it when she's a great candidate. Elise Stefanik is. She's smart. She knows what she's doing. She knows what she's talking about. But at the same time, New York is lost. And I don't think there'll be enough time for the damage of Zoran Mamikonian to be able to really have impact on the whole state. You know, does Zoran Mamikonian, like, is he able to destroy New York in that sense of a time? And Kathy Hochul's going to be pushing back on him. If anything, she's probably more worried about a primary than a general election at this point, which is a shame because New York is as a state, it's a red state. If you were to leave out the absolute chaos, which is New York City, then yeah, you definitely would find that, no doubt about that. But it's going to be one of the situations where, you know, you wish her all the best. I just don't know. And after Jersey, I guess I'm feeling particularly bummed about our prospects in these states because of the concentration of the left and their obvious anger and organization that's out there blaming President Trump for everything, you know, just everything. College athletes in New Jersey among 14 charged in a mob-linked illegal sports betting ring in New Jersey, according to NJ.com. 14 people, including two former Rutgers University wrestlers, charged yesterday with running an illegal online sports betting scheme in New Jersey with ties to the mob, La Cosa Nostra. Not that there's anything, not that the mob's real, but if the mob was real, that's what it would be called. La Cosa Nostra. Members of the Ring operated a multi-million dollar online sports betting operation that including members of the Lucchese crime family, according to the state attorney general's office. Joseph M. Little Joe, you always got to have a nickname. Like, you can't be in the mob without a nickname, obviously. Tommy Two Times, Skinny Joey, you got to have a nickname. Little M. Little Joe Perna, 55 years old of Fairfield, New Jersey, a soldier in the Lucchese crime family, was the leader and financial backer of the organization. His son, 25 years old, sat at the top of the organization managing 10 sub-agents. Several former and current college athletes were involved in the operation. Despite the wide availability of legal sports betting, illegal gambling remains among members and associates of organized crime today. They describe the question as the operation is using offshore gambling websites to systematically entice people to place bets as part of a sophisticated gambling operation. Perhaps most shocking was the dependence on college-age kids. The operation relied on Gen Z gamblers and a network of sub-agents recruited from among the kids' sons' high school and college friends. And some of these wrestlers were charged as well here. Noting the younger age of many who had gambled through the ring, anyone of age can gamble on their phones. But if you're in the state of New Jersey, you should not be gambling in a mob-backed operation. Well, because they don't, well, the government doesn't want the competition, obviously, because there's, you know, it's hard to pay taxes on the whatever winnings you get with the mob. Let's be honest. I mean, that's the biggest problem here. $2 million was trafficked in this mob operation, a ring of illegal casinos that generated about $3 million in proceeds. So they have little Joe's son manage day-to-day operations. Hey, look, at least they're keeping it in the family business. You know what I mean? At least it's a family operation. In this day and age, to keep something in the family like that is not easy with kids. A lot of kids don't want to go into the family business. I'm just saying. A lot of kids don't want to go into the, you know, they want to do something else. So, but I'm just, you know, pointing that out. Oh, you know, by the way, with New York, I got distracted. New poll out. Elise Stefanik is dominating with independents and beating Kathy Hochul in a new poll with independents. Now, it's very, very early out, obviously. A survey asked New York voters who they would vote for if the 2026 gubernatorial election were held today. Stefanik secured 41% of independent/other voters against Hochul, whereas fellow Republican Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman scored 29% of independents against Hochul. Yeah, he might throw his hat in the ring, too, because he just won re-election as county executive. So he's also looking to potentially run. But, I mean, Hochul's a terrible candidate. That's the thing. Kathy Hochul is a terrible candidate. She's not popular. She's not well-liked. And she got on both sides of this issue with Zora and Mamkani. And that's the problem, is that she was dipping her toe in the water there. She was at the rally where they were chanting, tax the rich. And then she said she thought that they were saying, go Bills, which is still to this day one of the dumbest excuses I've ever heard in my life. Ever in my life. But now this will be interesting as you look towards 2028. So one of the things that Jack Chiarelli ran on was ending New Jersey's involvement in REGI, the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. It's a terrible thing. It's a regional climate agreement among states, and it's bad business. Well, a recent budget deal, which they just passed in Pennsylvania, which the governor, you know, came out and did one of his fancy social media posts on, will now end that agreement for Pennsylvania to being part of it. And the Senate Republicans pushed on that, and good for them, by the way. Good for them in Pennsylvania for doing, though. I think that's fantastic. The initiative sets a cap on planet-warming emissions. This is from thehill.com. And requires power plants in the states to purchase allowances to release carbon dioxide. In 2019, then-Governor Tom Wolf, D, which I think is for Democrat, although it could be for D-bag, issued an order seeking to join REGI. It was challenging court, and then it was an ongoing legal fight. Signing the budget legislation this week, the governor said that exiting the program gets rid of a GOP talking point. He said for years, Republicans who have led the Senate have used Reggie as an excuse to stall substantive conversations about energy production. Today, that excuse is gone. It is time now to look forward, and I'm looking forward to aggressively pushing for policies that create more jobs in the energy sector, bring more clean energy onto our grid, and reduce the cost of energy for all Pennsylvanians. Asked what comes next on climate, the governor pointed to his own energy plan, which also includes a cap and invest provision for invest emissions. Pennsylvania State Senate President Pro Temp Kim Ward described getting out of the program as being among Republican wins, saying in a written statement, it will give Pennsylvania families more certainty with their electricity rates. And of course, supporters of the climate initiative criticized the move. Quote from Lena Moffitt, executive director of the climate advocacy group Evergreen Action, Reggie was the Commonwealth's strongest tool for lowering energy costs, strengthening the grid, and cutting climate pollution. Governor Shapiro was elected as a fighter who wouldn't back down, but today he caved to Republican obstruction, and now Pennsylvania families will pay the price. Now, of course, this comes as he's gearing up to run for president of the United States in the year 2028. And I'm wondering now, as you're looking at the lay of the land, and for him, I guess he can turn around and he can say, well, I had to do this to get the budget passed. But then we have our lightning plan, a comprehensive all of the above energy plan to secure Pennsylvania's energy future. Whenever anybody says all the above, run. Because all the above also includes wind and solar, and wind and solar don't work. And that's the problem, is that these all the above things, it sounds good. It's the politically correct way of saying, well, we're going to have oil and natural gas, but and nuclear. But in order to make sure that we keep the climate kooks happy, we're going to say it's an all the above approach. So then we'll throw in some wind and solar. You just ditch wind and solar because it doesn't work, and it's not going to help. I mean, with AI needing so much data right now, I mean, so much energy for the data, and as we're building all these data storage facilities, massive data centers, we just lead on nuclear. I mean, lead on nuclear. That's what and natural gas. I mean, that's what Pennsylvania should be doing, not all the above approaches. It's stupid. But again, if you're a Democrat and you got to run in a primary, you've got to make sure that everybody turns around and goes, hey. Look, we're also doing wind and solar. Climate reality hits Nantucket, Wall Street Journal. Even Massachusetts Democrats are rethinking CO2 emission targets. World leaders are meeting this week in Brazil for the United Nations COP30 climate summit. Looking past the cocktail parties and the private jets, the big news this year is how governments are walking back climate goals they made years ago. For an example, close to home, see Massachusetts. Bay State Democrats in 2021 passed a law requiring their government to adopt policies and emissions limits to reduce its CO2 emissions to 50% below 1990 levels by 2030. Those were the days of peak climate. Banks and asset managers were pledging to go net zero, and Democrats in Washington were advancing a multitude of policies to banish fossil fuels. But energy reality has dawned even on Nantucket. As the high cost of the state's climate policies has arrived, 80% of Massachusetts' electricity is generated by natural gas. And about half of households also rely on gas for heating. Now, you know, the other thing, too, is that what they've got up there, pipeline constraints. They've got the Jones Act. The state has to import liquefied natural gas from abroad at high prices during the winter. Massachusetts wholesale gas prices are 239% of the national average, and its residential electricity rates are 72% higher than the rest of the country. Blue state, right? I mean, that's what you have. Democratic ambitions to power their grid with renewable energy have hit the rocks amid rising costs after the GOP tax bill phased out tax credits for solar and wind projects that can offset 50% of their cost. Oh, no, they can't. Stop it. The tax bill also ended subsidies for electric vehicles and rooftop solar. All this has some Democrats rethinking the political risks of continuing with their 2021 emissions fantasy. But you know who they're blaming? Of course, they're blaming Donald Trump. And you've got the grease ball with the hair that has the absolute biggest carbon footprint of anything on planet Earth. And that's, of course, Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom's hair. As he slams Trump's dumb climate policy at COP30, bashing Trump, criticizing Trump, saying that we're doubling down on stupid. doubling down on stupid. So I guess the question that I have now is, as we're gearing up for 2028, and the Democrats are having their battle over this, and this is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental, two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. My buddy, my friend, and the master of dental implants. As Democrats are doing this right now, are they, I mean, is the battle going to be over climate change? Are we there again? Because, you know, Bill Gates put out that op-ed and everybody thought, oh, I guess this is it. This is over now. But you know it's not going to be over, because what did the vampiric one Nancy Pelosi say the other day? She said it's a religion. It's a religion. So knowing that, they can't just walk away from this. I mean, these people are diehards. Obviously, these people are diehards on this. So there's no chance, no chance whatsoever that they're going to walk away from any of this. So I'm just saying. And then when the hair's out there.
It appears to be the polluted heart of this climate crisis. He's turned his back. He wants to put my country in reverse. Despite all that headwinds and what you're hearing in Washington, D.C., I want you to know California is a stable and reliable partner.
Good. Let it be. Let it be a stable, reliable partner as you drive up the energy prices on everything. Drive up energy prices, and then you turn around and you say, great, pay more. And if you want to live there and pay more, feel free. If you're in Nantucket and you want to pay more, I'm sure all the lefties in Nantucket, as they're walking around with their whale belts and eating their lobster salads, I'm sure they all at one point thought this was the greatest thing in the world until the bill came home. Bill came due, and then suddenly they turned around and they realized this is stupid. And that's usually the way it goes. All right, coming up, cracking down on illegal Chinese vapes. What is the Trump administration doing? Why should you care about it? And then what does this mean for the U.S. domestic vape market? As we continue along here, our fourth and final hour straight ahead. Don't go away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed's sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, joining me now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, the issue of illegal vapes and China and what we can do about that and why that matters and why that should matter to you and your family. So joining me now, and he's been on the show before, and it's great to have him back on the show, Rich Marianos. He served 27 years in law enforcement in senior roles at the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. He's head of a group called the Tobacco Law Enforcement Network, and he joins me now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Rich, how are you today?
I'm great, Bill. Thank you so much for having me on again. It's always a pleasure.
No problem. But I'm rich like you, so we're both rich. So that's easy to remember. We can remember easy way. So, Rich, talk to me about the issue of illegal Chinese vapes and why it matters and then what your group has been doing about it.
Well, first, let's start with the group. We put together this think tank, the Tobacco Law Enforcement Network, with law enforcement professionals, educators, police officers, school resource officers to address this problem. Because if you would ask me 20 years ago if I would be involved in something like this, I would have said, forget. I would have laughed you right out of the room. The majority of us were gun, violent crime people. Mm-hmm. But what we started seeing is this vape issue geared specifically by the Chinese Communist Party, brought into the United States as the new face of organized crime. And the more we looked into it and we saw the increases in the amount of proliferation that's happening in this country to the tune of youth usage up 1,000%, we began to see that some very, very high level dangerous targets are involved in the sale of these Chinese vapes. And these aren't the vapes that are being sold for tobacco harm reduction. The FDA has regulated several of those and have them in the marketplace. These are all criminal products designed to hook youth and bring it into the community and bring in dangerous crooks behind them.
So, Rich, I guess the question then is, Why is there a market for them if vapes are legal and if there are vapes available for sale? Is it because young people can't get access to them and so there's this underground market?
It's much harder for young people to get access to something that is being legally sold at stores, mm-hmm. where they check identification. But let's be truthful. The issue behind these things is that China is putting together dangerous, unregulated products out there. They have nothing to do with any regulation. They're in different flavors like Fruity Tooty, Skittles, Captain Crunch that appeal to kids. And when you have a marketplace that's appealing to a whole generation, this is how their market share is increasing to hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars a year behind this illegal product.
And when you say the product's illegal, the sale, where are they being sold then? If they're not being sold at, I don't know, like the Quickie Mart.
Well, I don't want to say 100%, but I'm going to give you a large sum that 8 out of 10 of these locations are being sold or distributed through criminal vape shops. These are not mom and pop vape shops. Okay. Gotcha. These are not products that are being sold again for tobacco harm reduction. These are brick and mortar locations that are breaking the law every day. And I call them, in a lot of the teaching I do and in a lot of seminars that we conduct, this is your new licensed crack house, because they sell everything from synthetic narcotics to other synthetic drugs, Delta products, the gases, the huffs, everything. The illegal hemp, but everything that should not be in the hands of young adults.
And obviously, I mean, adults are free to choose what they want to do, but we're talking about kids here. So what efforts are the Trump administration doing right now to crack down on this so that you can protect kids from this?
Well, I welcome the administration, and I'm very happy because it's time to jump in though the water's warm. Mm-hmm. And they just provided in just yesterday some legislation and some good things on the books that will give local law enforcement and give the people that are trying to put these shops down about $200 million towards this effort. And that money can be used in a plethora of ways to help us in our efforts. So, you know, as our think tank puts together and works with people, we also can count on a bipartisan movement putting money in the hands of law enforcement to take these vape shops and these predators down.
You talk about tobacco harm reduction. So obviously this is different from the guy who's been smoking and wants to quit and uses vapes to quit. Because, I mean, there's a lot of positive stories about that where people have said, I was a smoker and I gave that up. We're not talking about that. That's different, right?
100% it's different because those are regulated and granted to be sold by the FDA. They've went through strenuous testing. And I'm not a doctor, but I do know about this because what we're trying to do is educate and help enforce the other side. Educate and enforce a number one threat to national security, which is the Chinese government, who are selling these products and preying on our children. And, you know, these shops, it isn't just, okay, legal crack dens. If you look recently at some of the law enforcement efforts in the last 6 months, there have been hundreds and hundreds of pounds of illegal narcotics, hundreds and hundreds of pounds of synthetic narcotics, guns, money, which they use for trade-based money laundering. And the list goes on and on and on. So it's not just vapes where people are saying, well, it's okay, it's just vapes, and that isn't a big problem. Take a look at the criminal. Take a look at what they're involved in. Take a look at what they're doing to your community. And once you begin to dig into the underbelly, you will find that it is a far greater problem. And again, it's the new face of organized crime. And if I can tell you a quick story, sure. Just within the last 4 weeks, law enforcement, friends of ours down in Texas, hit a location at a vape store in which they were digging a tunnel in Laredo to try to get to the other side across the border so they can smuggle in contraband. So that, through a large intelligence effort and working with some confidential sources, was able to bring to light of these shops working directly with the cartels. So again, not mom and pop, dangerous, dangerous people. And when you have forces like Chinese organized crime and the cartels together, that's money, drugs, power, and violence.
Rich Marianos is with me. He is head of a group called the Tobacco Law Enforcement Network, and he spent 27 years in law enforcement. And Rich, I appreciate this this conversation because I don't think people are aware of it. New Jersey and Pennsylvania, one of the things your group is pushing for is for the attorneys general in those states to really try to crack down on these illegal products, to keep them away from kids and the criminal elements that are in the communities. So now you mentioned this $200 million is going to be made available. So how does that work then if states and local units are going to be able to use this?
I think they're still working on the nomenclature, how it's going to come around. Is it going to be grants in which people can apply to? The hardest part of something like this is to get the legislators to buy in on the initiative and make the money available. The other ways to do it are very, very easy, like we did during the war on drugs or different initiatives in terms of getting the money down to law enforcement. The hardest part, we're over the hill in terms of getting the money and bringing the awareness from Capitol Hill down to the streets. Pennsylvania and New Jersey are on top of things. They've done a great job. New Jersey put together a huge law enforcement coalition right now that's looking at these illegal vapes. And Pennsylvania has a great bipartisan group right now trying to concentrate on this particular issue because Pennsylvania knows the dangers. And that's what's important for everyone to understand. Understanding the dangers, fixing the problem, and preventing the problem from coming back to us. And both New Jersey and Pennsylvania are at the top of my list right now in terms of some good strategies to make this thing happen.
Good. And just before I let you go, I mean, if there's one strategy that you'd like to see happen, what would that be? Is it guys with guns going into these vape shops and shutting them down, knowing that they're just going to reopen? Is it education? What's the key?
Well, it's a three-front war. I hate to like be a bureaucrat now, but you need three things. You need the federal government to crack down in the importation of Chinese products.
Right.
You need education from first grade all the way up to teach these kids the danger, teach the parents, and let everyone know that who's behind it. And you need some gumshoe police work to go out there and disrupt the criminal marketplace. Take the guns out of the hands of the vape shops. Take the illegal money away from their trade-based money laundering and take these illegal products and these synthetic narcotics off the shelves to be sold again.
And then make sure that people are not back on the streets selling them again the very next day, because that's a key part of this. And we see that a lot of times with these criminals who are back on the streets, Rich, no matter, you know, whether it's Philly or New York or Chicago or Newark, New Jersey, Camden. I mean, it just becomes a recurring problem. So, but stopping the import of these illegal Chinese products is certainly a key that needs to be done. No doubt about that. Rich, thank you very much for your efforts on this. If people want to learn more about your group, what's the best way to contact them or you?
The best way is to go on our website, and it's www.enforcedtobaccolaws.com, and or, you know, contact your show, contact our local law enforcement partners. But, you know, get the word out. If the best offense right now is for people that are listening to this right now is to engage with your schools, engage with your local police department, and engage with your federal representatives to keep this movement going. We want to be proactive. We want to be protective. We don't want to get behind this where it becomes a bigger and bigger problem. This is our opportunity. We have it in our sights. We need to just pull the trigger and begin to eliminate this issue.
Rich Marianos, thanks for joining us here today. We appreciate it very much.
Rich, thank you so much and have a great weekend.
You too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Apply, in app only. Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Speaking of China, Chinese hackers use Anthropic's AI to automate cyber attacks. AI automation of cyber attacks. It's the latest gift from China and the gift that keeps on giving, which is China. You thought it just stopped with lantern flies. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. As we get ready to hand it off to Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla, get out of here for the weekend. And I may or may not be on Fox News tonight. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Just tune in and, you know, we'll see what happens. But it's a funny business. What can I tell you? It's a funny, and I'm not supposed to be promoting this stuff anyway. So what am I doing? What am I saying? What am I even saying right now? Here's what I do know. I know that China is using artificial intelligence, the state-sponsored hackers using artificial intelligence technology from Anthropic to automate break-ins of major corporations and foreign governments. And they did this in September. Now, I'm not surprised by this because we have these outages that occur, and then they're always very quick to tell us right away what it's not. Like right away, they tell us whenever there's some sort of an outage of any kind, they're very quick to turn around and say it's not China, it's not cyber attacks, it's none of those things. It's like, oh, some guy put in the wrong keystroke on a computer and took down all of Amazon CloudFire. It's like, what? Yeah, he put a forward slash instead of a backslash, and that wiped down 75 companies and all their data, and it just never made sense. Hackers have been using AI for years now to conduct individual tasks such as crafting phishing emails or scanning the internet for vulnerable systems, but in this instance, 80% to 90% of the attack was automated, with humans only intervening in a handful of decision points. The hackers conducted their attacks literally with the click of a button, and then with minimal human interaction. They discussed the campaigns and blocked the hackers' accounts, but not before as many as 4 intrusions were successful. In one case, the hackers directed Anthropic's Claude AI tools to query internal databases and extract data independently. The human was only involved in a few critical choke points, saying, yes, continue, don't continue, thank you for the information, oh, that doesn't look right, are you sure? Hacking tasks into nearly autonomous attacks is a new step now, and a growing trend of automation is giving hackers additional scale and speed. This summer, the cybersecurity firm Velocity spotted China-based hackers using AI tools to automate parts of a hacking campaign against corporations, research institutions, and non-governmental agencies. The hackers were using large language models to determine who they should target, how to craft their phishing emails, and how to write the malicious software they use to infect their victims. AI is empowering the threat actor to do more and do it quicker, said Stephen Adair, the president of Velocity. Last week, Google reported that hackers linked to the Russian government attacked Ukraine using an AI model to generate customized malware instructions in real time. Hey, I mean, look, on the one side, if AI is going to take away anybody's job, it should be a hacker's. No? Too soon? Oh, by the way, did you see the DNC today has announced that they're making all their employees come back to the office? And I think that that's amazing because, you know, their whole thing was they were angry at any attempts to bring employees back to the office. Now, look, this is not a hill that I die on as somebody who does the show from home, but I'm just saying that from my perspective, it's just kind of funny because the DNC of all people was like, oh, it's so cruel of Donald Trump to bring government workers back, to make them go back. And then when the DNC announced it, they were like, suck it up, buttercup. Just a long line in their ever-budding hypocrisy. Anyway, back to this. So Chinese hackers, automation, AI. Yeah, no, look, I mean, this is the next battle. The battle is going to be a battle against China when it comes to the sabotage of our critical infrastructure. We've talked about that on the show before. And the efforts of which they're going to be able to have control over devices, because all these things are made in China. It's like even the smart plugs that operate your home. I mean, I just wonder how many back doors China's building into anything that can access your Wi-Fi that is made in China, and then what they're capable of doing down the road with that stuff. And that's not my area of expertise, so I don't know. And at some point, maybe we should get an expert on about this. But I don't think anyone knows is the problem. I mean, if you're buying smart hubs that can hook up to your Wi-Fi and China is building them, then they're going, it's your Wi-Fi, so it's your router, it's your modem. These things are also built in China. And then what other capabilities do they have to be able to access and control things outside of your home, obviously? I mean, nobody cares if it turns off your kid's Xbox, but, you know, the broader scale of all these things being kind of awoken at one time, like in some sort of a zombie movie. I do know, though, in real life zombie land, you've got landlords suing over New York's rent stabilization law, which is about to get worse. On Wednesday, rental property owners filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York against New York City and its Rent Guidelines Board, alleging that the city's rent caps on vacant units have made it economically impossible for them to put these units back on the market. They have essentially now destroyed the economic value of their empty units. And they say the government's vacancy caps have effectively taken their property without paying just compensation. The vacant units are subjected to an extremely low rent cap. These very same units will often need hundreds of thousands of dollars of renovations so that they may be legally rented. An Institute for Justice attorney named Robert Johnson said, the Institute for Justice is fantastic. Private property rights group always fighting against the commies and their attempts to try to take private property rights. The sum total of all this is that there are tens of thousands of units that are just sitting vacant. So as we're talking about a housing crisis and you've got tens of thousands of units that are sitting vacant, I mean, that's insane. 25,000 rent stabilized units, around 3% of all rent stabilized units, are vacant and unavailable for rent. That's insane that you've got these vacant units just sitting there and they can't rent them. They literally can't rent them. And it's about to get worse, too, because obviously Mamdani, the commie, he wants to freeze rent all across the board, which is then going to make it even more difficult to find housing. That's what's going to happen as well. They're going to have a situation where even on his victory speech, he said, we won because New Yorkers allowed themselves to hope that the impossible could be made possible. And we won because we insisted that no longer would be the politics that is something that was done to us. It's something that we will do. And his cost of living issues, which are dominant in a city where $4,000 a month rents you a tiny dump without a dishwasher. And he's promising to impose a rent freeze on property owners. That's nuts. Because you're just going to exacerbate the housing crisis. Oh, and that includes, of course, government-run grocery stores, universal daycare, free buses, and a $30 minimum wage. All funded by a $5 billion increase in corporate taxes, which is never going to happen anyway. And he quoted the famous socialist Eugene Debs saying, I can see the dawn of a better day for humanity. A self-described radical who ran as a socialist for president and actually was beaten by Woodrow Wilson another hideous human being who had Debs jailed for 10 years under the Espionage Act for giving an anti-war speech in Ohio in 2018. Debs campaigned from his cell, was ultimately released by President Warren Harding in 1921. You don't hear about that a lot with the left, the efforts by Wilson to go after his political opponents and jail them. Why he's the worst human being ever. This particular Mandami line is most alarming. We will prove that there is no problem too large for government to solve and no concern too small for it to care about. Wow. Well, we've gone from Ronald Reagan, who said the scariest words in the English language are, I'm from the government, I'm here to help, to the new mayor of New York City saying, we will prove that there is no problem too large for government to solve and no concern too small for it to care about. The it, not the creepy clown hiding in the sewer, the it being government. Man. Mandami, obviously, is leading to now people closing down businesses and trying to move out of New York City. I was watching this interview with this guy who owns diners in New York. He said, our plans for expansion are completely on hold. And now we're just going to look at whether or not we want to keep the places that we have or not. But as far as expanding units go, no, that's done. Like if you're looking for another diner from that chain, nah, they're done with that. Why would they? I mean, when you've got a communist who's about to become the mayor and you've no idea yet what the impact is going to be on crime and on the cost of living and how many of your potential customer base are going to flee the city and everything else. And he's putting together a dream team of commies, too. Like Lydia Khan, that hideous human being, she's going to play a huge role in all this. Oh, yeah. No, I saw that a story on Reason.com about that, how Lena Khan is busy striving to maximize Mandami's power. Using the mighty power of government to make stadium hot dogs cheaper, it's one of the many ways that Lydia Khan's petty populism could become the New York City. Lena Khan, excuse me. The former Federal Trade Commission chair suggested in a recent interview that she's looking to make sure Mandami can ultimately deploy ample power as mayor. She's exploring ways to maximize his executive authority through little-used laws already in place. Quote, exploring ways to maximize executive authority is a scary enough phrase no matter who the executive is, but it's particularly chilling when applied to Mandami, who has said there's no problem too minor for the government to get involved in and try to solve. When she was there, she tested the limits of FTC power. She attempted to do, using the executive authority, all kinds of things that should have been left to Congress. I mean, she was one of the biggest offenders of that. And she gave an interview with Pod Save America.
I'm going to be especially focused on things like, how do we make sure that we have a full accounting of all of the laws and authorities that the mayor can unilaterally deploy? I think one thing that was really shocking to me at the FTC was just how much dormant and unused and underused authorities had just been on the books. Like literally Congress had passed laws, sometimes saying things as uncontroversial as it should be illegal to say your products are made in America when they aren't. And sometimes they had just been ignored by the FTC and not really enforced. So, want to make sure that to the extent that the city has a robust set of laws that the mayor can enforce, that we're going and understanding what is the full authority.
We don't want those laws just sitting on the books.
I'm going to be especially.
We don't want those laws just sitting on the books, do we? No, we want them to be used to the full power of the law, to the full extent of that. Scary stuff. All right, have a great weekend. Enjoy. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and TikTok, Rich Zeoli Show. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.